This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Tim Winter with us on the program. Tim is president of the Parents Television Council, a nonpartisan media watchdog and education organization. Tim is with us today to talk about, of all things, ABC's new TV show, The Muppets, and why the Parents Television Council, or PTC, is warning parents that this is not a show for children. We'll be talking with Tim about the program and particularly a new study of The Muppets that the Parents Television Council conducted. Tim, it's great to have you back with us again on Family Policy Matters.
Oh, good day to you and your listeners from Los Angeles. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's always great to have you, Tim, and unfortunately, it's often talking about unfortunate programming on our public airwaves, and this seems to be an example of that. When most of us think about Jim Henson's Muppets, we think back to the 80s and 90s about these cute, fuzzy, iconic, and generally family-friendly characters that both kids and parents could enjoy together. But Tim, ABC has brought the Muppets back to primetime television, and it's certainly not the same show that it used to be. How does the new Muppets compare to the Muppets we remember from years ago? And why has the Parents Television Council been warning parents of this new version?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you use the word iconic in terms of this television show. The Muppets is truly, if not the most iconic children's television show in history. It's certainly one of the most iconic shows in history for children, for families. It's hard to imagine a program more family-friendly in terms of its history than The Muppets. I mean, it's, you know, I don't need to belabor it, but when you think about a poster child for healthy family viewing, I can't imagine a better picture than The Muppets. And sadly, what the folks in Hollywood seem to have done is take this and shift it into an adult direction. And even, you know, the show's producer said that rightfully or wrongfully, the Muppets became more of a kid's product over the years. And I'm thinking, rightfully or wrong? It's they're puppets about animals that are cute and adorable. And why would you say rightfully or wrongfully that it's become a kid's product? And what he has said overtly is that they want to take this Muppet show and push it in a direction that they've never been pushed before.
As I mentioned earlier, PTC has conducted a study of this new Muppets program. Tell us about the study and what it involved.
Yeah, the Parents Television Council's research department, we have trained analysts who watch and monitor what's on primetime broadcast television, had noticed an increasingly concerning amount of what I would consider age-inappropriate content on The Muppets on the first four episodes of the show. So we looked at the first four in great detail, and believe it or not, almost every 3 minutes there is adult-themed content that is airing in The Muppets. And this is a show that airs early in prime time. It's certainly, you know, any reasonable parent would think this is appropriate for a child. And the rating of the show is TV-PG, which means to parents, yes, this is appropriate for children.
Tim, talk a little bit about what you mean by adult content. What types of things are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about sexual content, drug and alcohol use and abuse, sexual innuendo, sexual references. You're sitting in a bar with the characters getting drunk on alcohol, drug references and drug jokes. And this is the type of thing that really, I think, runs afoul of any honor and integrity towards a brand that was built on the back of children and their parents.
Now, are these new characters, new Muppets that have come on and sort of infused this negative vibe, so to speak, in the show? Or are these some of the more iconic Muppets that we would recognize from the days of old?
Well, sadly, it's the Kermit, it's Kermit, Miss Piggy, and the characters that we have, you know, seen for decades. I mean, Miss Piggy and Kermit are, you know, I guess you can say lead actor and actress. You don't think of puppets as being actors and actresses, but they're the main characters, and yet they're the ones delivering most of the sexual content in the form of their lines of in forms of what they've spoken on the show. So when you have the most iconic, famous characters delivering the lines, I mean, it really has a bigger impact. Like you just said, it could be somebody we don't know who they really are, or somebody new, but these are the characters that we know and love best, and they're the ones who are delivering, I think, almost half of all the sexual content in the study was delivered by Kermit or Piggy.
Now, is it just the lines, the words that are spoken, or is it actions and activities that are taken within these episodes that are so concerning?
Well, when you hear Miss Piggy talking about plastic surgery for her breasts and her rear end, and then she, you know, kind of puts her hand and gives a little bit of a push like what she's talking about, Miss Piggy, cosmetic surgery, really? It's more than just the depictions. It's in descriptions. It is also depictions. But then when you have alcohol use, when they're sitting there in a cocktail lounge and everybody's drinking beer and wine and cocktails and they're getting inebriated, it's more than just a passing reference. You see it, and it's a long scene. I mean, it wasn't just a quick passing reference. It was several minutes of conversation and dialogue in the bar while they got further and further inebriated and drunk. And that just, you know, it has an impact on the viewer.
Well, Tim, as someone who has been involved in reviewing and exposing adult-themed content and inappropriate content in a lot of broadcast television, how would you respond to a parent that says something like, oh, you're just being a prude. This is, you know, maybe 20 or 30 years since the original Muppets has come out, and, you know, it's a different society, those types of things, so it's okay. How would you respond to a parent like that, and what, in your opinion, makes this particular program so concerning and really so disturbing to see it go in this direction?
When you turn on television today, there is just a tsunami of graphic sex, graphic violence, graphic profanity, sexualization of women, disrespect for authority and disrespect for the law, and twisted portrayals of human beings just across the board. And almost every channel you turn to, there is no alternative today, or there are very few alternatives. And here you have a brand, the Muppets, that should be a safe alternative for families, a safe alternative for children. You could certainly take any character and turn it, put it into an adult situation, and adults could nod, wink, wink, have a chuckle about something. But this is a brand that children believe is for them, and they tune in, and they should be able to do so. And that's what, I guess, has us so disappointed in what is already an overwhelmingly toxic environment for entertainment. When you take a child's brand, something that should be safe, and turn it into something that is not safe. How much farther can we go? I think it's really desperate.
Well, I think that's an important distinction to consider, because we have seen shows like The Simpsons and The Family Guy, cartoon-type programs that are really intended to be adult-themed. And just by virtue of it being a cartoon, some parents could be confused about it and think that, oh, this might be safe for my child to watch, without really considering the content. But I think this is a clear distinction in taking an iconic program that was known to be child-friendly, then it's turned around to be a crass and inappropriate display using those exact same characters. And I think that, as you said, is what makes this so disappointing. We see this, Tim, more and more in television these days, that oftentimes programs that purport to be family-friendly are really not that. Why do you believe that we continue to see such a disconnect between the kinds of so-called family TV and family programming that Hollywood produces and the programs that most families want to watch, which are wholesome, have good moral messages, and are safe for the entire family to sit down and watch together?
Well, and I'll do my best to answer it based upon my experience living here in Hollywood and working in the entertainment industry for most of my career. I don't think anybody here in town gets up in the morning thinking, how can I possibly offend and hurt children and families? What I do believe is that they have a view that is just so dramatically different than the entire marketplace, who is there to consume what they produce. You have folks who come here to Hollywood to make their living in an industry that, you know, it's a lot of folks feel disenfranchised if they grow up in the Midwest and are, you know, in a conservative, traditional situation, if they feel disenfranchised with that, or if they feel bitter or angry about that situation, seems like so many of them come to Hollywood and try to then enter the entertainment industry and create programming that that kind of allows them to express their unhappiness about that situation. And, you know, I don't know why, but it seems to be, I don't want to say a conspiracy, but it certainly seems to be consensus here in amongst the producers and the studio ranks. They produce and program for their own peer groups, not for the masses that actually pay the bills. And it, you know, business 101, find your marketplace and make sure you're marketing to those who can be your consumers. And what Hollywood seems to do is we're going to produce what we want, and we don't care who it offends, and you're going to have to pay me for it. And it just, it's kind of upside down in terms of a business model. Whenever you have a very high quality, high production value, family-friendly program that the whole family can enjoy together, it tends to be just off the charts successful in terms of, you know, its financial reward. Family-friendly movies that really are family-friendly tend to be the biggest blockbusters of the year. And the same thing for TV shows, if it's really, truly family-friendly, but also good quality. And that's what Hollywood seems not to understand. They think that family-friendly to them equates to low production values and schlocky stuff, and that's just unfortunate.
Tim, I'm sure that many of our listeners are probably somewhat shocked to hear what has happened with the reinstitution of the Muppets and are wondering what they can do, not only with this, but with other times where inappropriate content pops up on the TV while they're watching with their families. What are some things that parents can do to make sure that ABC and the producers of the Muppets hear their concerns about this program and other programs similar to it?
It's easy for most parents and grandparents to feel overwhelmed, unhappy, angry, upset, and frustrated, but also that they can't fight City Hall, as the old saying goes. But the reality is they can. By being quiet, you're allowing this to continue. So we urge people to be vocal. Join the Parents Television Council. It's free. ParentsTV.org. And click and join for free, and learn and lend your voice to ours. Make it a bigger and louder chorus. We make sure that parents are informed. We also make sure that the advertisers who support these shows hear from parents to say, hey, you're underwriting with your advertising dollars, you're underwriting harmful material that children are consuming. So if we speak out loudly to the advertisers, if we talk to the TV networks, if we talk to Hollywood, if we talk to our elected officials in Congress, the FCC is supposed to be overseeing the public airwaves to make sure they're being used in the public interest. I don't know how much of the stuff today is serving the public interest, but they have to hear from us or else they don't act.
Well, I think that's a great encouragement to our listeners, and I will just say there are not that many people who actually decide to get engaged. And if the people who are listening to this program will take the time and become active on this issue and other issues, it can make a tremendous difference. And so everybody has to play their part. If you see something on television, especially broadcast television or broadcast radio, that you have concerns about, that you believe is inappropriate, then take action. And Tim, I want to give you an opportunity to repeat your website and to tell our listeners where they can go to express their concerns about this. How can they go and seek an opportunity to air their concerns through the Parents Television Council?
You can learn, you can become an activist, you can become an informed parent or grandparent at parentstv.org, P-A-R-E-N-T-S, parentstv.org. And if any of your listeners have ever seen a child's face when they saw the Muppets for the first time, or when they saw the Miss Piggy and Kermit come on, the child's face brightens up, and let's not let the Muppets become just another casualty of Hollywood's crass opinion. Let's speak up together on this.
Well, and I do want to encourage our listeners to definitely speak up and visit the Parents Television Council website at parentstv.org. Again, parentstv.org. And with that, Tim Winter, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters and for your incredibly important work at the Parents Television Council. We really appreciate all that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for allowing us to speak to your listeners there in the Tar Heel State.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.